Johnny!
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Hey, it is a Crash Course for the Ravers show. Well, this might be old news that I'm looking at now. This is something from 2000. Maybe I shouldn't just read that, but...
No, that's new. Is it new?
Yep,
that's
okay.
From last year.
Well, anyways, you just heard How Do You Know by Ray Paul. Former Boston and L.A. power pop pioneer Ray Paul returns with his first new release since his critically acclaimed career compilation, the Charles Beat in 2000. Guest appearances by Clem Burke from Blondie, Emmett Rhodes, Kristen Pinnell Reel, and Kurt Reel from Grip Weeds.
Kurt Reil. That's okay.
Kurt Reil from Grip Weeds. Terry Draper from Klaatu. Guy Francis from the Doughboys and Walter Clevenger. The album features his fiery, versatile brand of original Beatles pop plus updated covers of Pretty Flamingo, Temptation Eyes, and McCartney's Oh Woman, Oh Why.
Yeah.
Which are sure to please. Recorded in L.A., Toronto, and New Jersey, the production and level of performances achieve high standards. Rock and roll in Boston in the 70s was a vital place, and Ray Paul and RPM were a big part of it. Recently appeared on the Emmett Rhodes documentary film The One Man Beatles. A little more. Ray Paul has been a player in the power pop scene for more than 40 years. But Whimsicality is most definitely the finest collection of songs he's ever recorded. Tunes such as You Don't Have to Prove Your Love and A Fool Without Your Love, to name two faves, both take their cues from the Beatles circa 1965 without sounding stuck in the past. The first great power pop record of 2016. That's from John Barack from Goldmine Magazine.
Yeah, well, very nice, John. Thank you.
Yes, and I just thought I'd say a few things from some people that know more of it than me. But Ray Paul, great to have you here, man.
Yeah, hello, Boston, and hello, Brian. It's nice to be here in person instead of on the phone, which happens a lot of times.
You've been doing a lot of that, right?
Yeah, the stuff you were all reading about was from my current album, Whimsicality, which came out last July.
Right.
July 16, actually, 2016.
That's why I was wondering, is this kind of too old to read?
No.
Okay.
But the album is the first new album I've done since my last release in 2000, which was a compilation that had some unreleased tracks and a new song on it. So this it was really exciting to be able to do this and work with all the people that you mentioned on it. It was kind of a very collaborative effort, as opposed to some of the things I've done in the past. I'd go in with a drummer and then I'd do all the instruments and whatever. There are two songs on the album like that, but I ended up having co-producers on this. I co-produced three tracks with Terry Draper from Klaatu, one with Emmett Rhodes, three with Kurt Reil from the Grip Weeds, who's produced, he produced Mark Lindsay's last album from Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
And Kurt and Kristen both play on one of the tracks. Kurt plays drums on all of them. And then I did one in L.A. that I produced myself with Clem Burke, just a monster drummer from Blondie.
Of course, yeah.
Just one,
I know
just
Clem.
The best, great guy, and yep. It was really great to be able to have him on the new album.
That's awesome. Fantastic. And so I know you're doing the IPO, International Pop Overthrow. I mean,
yeah, I didn't come all this way just to see you. But yes, we're playing tonight. The new version of Ray Paul and RPM. Some of you may remember that was the name of the band after I had my first single back in '78 when I lived here. Then 6 months later, we came out with the Ray Paul and RPM band. And so I've decided to, you know, reactivate it, and this is the new reconstituted, reconstipated version of it.
Well, we're sure glad you've done it. Why don't we just get back into the music? And
sure.
Yeah, what's this track you want me to play?
Well, I have a brand new single, and the single's actually from this new compilation CD called This Is Rock and Roll Radio Volume 4.
Right.
It's put out by two guys that do a radio show in Syracuse, New York, Carl and Dana. And there's a lot of other artists on there, like the Smithereens, Paul Collins Beat, the Flash Cubes, the Grip Weeds are on it.
Maybe before you leave, I can rip this into our system, huh?
Sure. Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
It won't take long.
No. Oh, okay. And of course, I'm on it as well. And then the new song was the band is, unfortunately, we couldn't work out the logistics and time frame when they needed the track for the project. So I went up to Canada, to Toronto, and recorded this with Terry Draper on drums and Bill Nadeau on guitar, and I do the bass and all the vocals. And it's been getting a lot of airplay, actually, here on MFO, and been doing well in a lot of parts of the country, especially in Maui, in the island of Maui. They want me out there. I got to go there. Wouldn't that be a nice place
have
to tour?
Have you ever been?
I don't know, but I don't think the guy... No, I haven't, but
yeah,
I think
I'd love to go.
I think the guys in the band wouldn't mind going there.
Of course. But, yeah, you got to get out there.
Yeah, of course they'd want me to pay for it.
So who's playing it in Maui? How'd they get over there?
It's a guy I know for a long time that was a fan of mine from way back when. It runs a couple of radio stations in Lahaina. KMNO, their commercial stations, and then a hot AC, KQMY. They've been getting play. He plays a lot,
pretty much
all my stuff. And so he's been a big supporter over the years. So, yeah, Maui, someday we'll be there, though.
Right, right. I hope so. I hope I'm there someday. Well, let's hear another one from you. This one is Ree Paul, I Need Your Love Tonight.
This is the brand new one, yeah.
Right on. Hey, you got a question for Ree Paul? 855-915-9636 is the number. He's Ree Paul. I'm Brian. We're MFO.
Love.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm here live with Ray Paul. That was I Need Your Love Tonight. And will you be doing that song tonight, Ray? Ray Paul?
Well, you bet. Yeah, yeah. How did you know? Well, it is the new single. We do have to promote it. We'll actually be selling some CD singles of it, and we'll have some merch. And I guess we should probably tell people where we're playing tonight.
Well, exactly. What is going on tonight, Ray Paul?
That would probably be helpful.
Yes.
So we're going to be part of the International Pop Overthrow Festival. I guess this is the 15th year here in Boston.
Wow.
And we're going to be going on at 9:45 p.m. With the Ray Paul and RPM band, and it's at PA's Lounge in Somerville, 345 Somerville Avenue, and the show starts at 7:30, and there's other bands too, starting out with Arthur Nassen, then Michael Oliver in the Sacred Band, the Hummingbird Syndicate. I guess John Macy is in that.
Oh, yeah. They're good friends.
I remember from way back. John and I don't really know each other, but
there he is right there. Yeah.
I see him in the studio, picture rather.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's Ray Paul and RPM Band at 9:45. And then Powder House. Are they from Powder House Avenue here?
That would make sense. I'm not sure.
I just noticed coming down there. Okay.
Right.
And
could
then
be.
A band at 11:15 called the Stanleys that I guess are getting a lot of buzz. And then closing the night out at midnight, Huxley, Ritman, and the Rusty Hitmen. So there's a tongue twister. Say that 10 times. Huxley, Ritman, and the Rusty Hitmen. Huxley, I can't even say it.
Yeah, don't try.
So anyway, the band... when I did the album, just to go backwards a little bit, we were talking about the album. When I recorded the album, I didn't have a group put together yet. And I was just recording it in different cities and different things. But my whole plan was, when it was done, to get out there and play. So the new band has been together since September 2015.
You want to tell us who's in that?
Yeah. I was just... try to mention that if I could.
Of course.
We have on drums Billy Eberts, who he was in a band called the Medellin Kids. I don't know if you remember them or know anything about them.
It sounds familiar.
And a bunch of other things. And then I have my harmony partner and my second guitarist, Dan Eilenberg. He plays a plethora of guitars. Three guitars he's bringing. We usually bring four, but we're only bringing three for him tonight.
Cutting down.
See him juggle. and then we have on lead guitars our new guitarist, John Camarasano. He just started with us at the beginning of this year. John played in a group called Guy Smiley. And John came into the group. He was actually a guy that I wanted in the beginning, but he was playing with another band, and the dates we had kind of conflicted, and we lost our first guitarist last year unexpectedly. Actually, it was yesterday, 1 year to the date, where our lead guitarist, Bob Janik, passed away.
I'm sorry. So
it was a real shock to all of us. We all love Bob. We went on the road last year.
Sorry about that, Ray Paul.
Yeah, it was, so yesterday was kind of...
somber.
Kind of a melancholy day thinking about Bob yesterday, and, we'll probably dedicate the show tonight to him,
Too many people have passed. A friend of mine just passed. I dedicated this one to him, Dana. But, that's sad. But tonight's going to rock, though. Get down there.
We are going to rock Somerville, and Boston. Maybe they'll hear us in Cambridge now. Maybe they'll hear us out in Needham now.
Oh, they'll hear. Yeah. Well, they can hear you in Australia if they just go to WMFO.org.
Well, yeah, like now. Yeah, you can hear us online. But this next song I chose for you to play is not an original, but it's my version of a Paul McCartney B-side of a single. And some people weren't even aware of it when I did it. But...
I don't recognize the title, Oh Woman, Oh Why, and I'm quite the Beatles head, I know quite a bit.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't remember it because it was only a B-side, unless you, I think one of the albums they added bonus tracks and they put it on.
Was it a Beatles song or just McCartney?
It was the B-side of his very first single, Another Day.
Oh, all right.
And on this record is... Walter Clevenger plays one of the guitars. I play bass and sing, and Emmett Rhodes sings some Unison backups with me. And we got Mike Fernandez on drums, who is part of Walter's band. But it's a pretty good version. We had a lot of great feedback on it, and I think it might fit your show.
Well, let's try it out. I think it all fits my show. I love this stuff. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Ree Paul doing some McCartney. Hey, you got a question for Ree Paul? 855-915-9636. We're MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I believe it.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Well, that song's I love it, but you don't believe it, but we do. We do believe it.
That's from the Whimsicality album, yeah.
Whimsicality.
Yeah.
So that's kind of new.
Well, still current, yeah. I mean, it came out, you know, over a year ago, but still pushing it and promoting it.
Of course.
You know, I don't have a new one except for the new single.
Well, I mean, as far as your catalog on back there, I mean...
I promise it won't be another 16 years between albums. So, you know, it'll be sooner. I'm already planning the next one. But we did record a show with the band, and I'm looking actually right now at the... at all the music that we recorded this July at a club we play at called Love and Cup back in Rochester, New York. And, you know, I'm not sure about how many of the tracks are good. We're having a little bit of bleed problems with the tracks bleeding onto each other. But when I get back over the winter, I'm going to be looking at that. And we're hoping to put out the live album in April for Record Store Day, either on vinyl and CD or vinyl. So anyway, that's something we're kind of trying to beat the deadlines for now, you know?
Right. Very good. Well, you know, everyone get down to IPO tonight. We want to do a couple more before we send you off, though.
Okay.
A Fool Without Your Love. You want to tell us about this one? Ray Paul?
This track was recorded in Los Angeles with Clem Burke on drums. This one actually is only...
The Clem Burke song. Nice.
Yeah. And this is kind of a... I don't know. It's a little more poppy, but it's got a 12-string on it. And I did all the guitars and bass, and Clem played drums. And we did this... I did this track in like 2 days. And it's one of my favorite tracks on the album, and it's called A Fool Without Your Love.
Right on.
And we'll be doing this one as well as all the others that you heard today, except for A Woman, Oh Why, which is kind of hard to do live. You know, but.
I can see why. You did a great job with that. All these songs are awesome.
Thanks.
I'm going to try and get down there myself tonight. And yes, Ray Paul, 855-915-9636. It's MFO.
I get through the pain every night. I'm just
Fool Without Your Love, featuring Clem Burke on drums on that one. Got Ray Paul here in the studio, who will be playing the PA's Lounge tonight, the International Pop Overthrow. Ray Paul plays power pop was a catchphrase used to promote and describe his first single, an apt term for the sound to come from Ray Paul and RPM. With the single still receiving airplay on both major Boston commercial FM stations, COZ and BCN, as well as area college radio, the band finally became a reality. No local act received nearly as much media attention and support as Ray Paul and RPM did in the first 2 months after the group's debut in August 1978. In the short time the band played the Paradise and the Orpheum Theater, appeared on numerous television and radio shows, and continued to receive airplay. After releasing the Ray Paul and RPM album Go Time in 1980 and a solo single How Do You Know, which became the number one local record on WBCN in September 1981, Ray Paul left Boston and relocated to Los Angeles. And then what happened?
And that's the end of the story.
No.
That's just part. I don't know what part that was. That was. I hated to leave Boston, though. I mean, you know, I had such a great time living here. I ended up here by accident in 76.
Where are you originally from, Ray Paul?
Well, I was born in Rochester, New York, is where I'm based now again. But I was traveling with a band. We were on tour, and we were playing in Cape Cod in Hyannis, I think. And the band broke up, and on the way back, I visited a friend of mine who lived in Boston. And I figured I'd stay a few days, and he kind of planted these seeds in my head. Well, what are you going to do, go back and just form another band with some different guys, the same guys again? And I said, he said, why don't you just stay here and maybe meet some new people and start? So I thought about it, and, you know, to make a long story short, I ended up staying here and got a job working at Strawberry's Records in Copley Square in 76.
That's a cool job, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And did that for a while until the band got going, and met my friend Mr. Kurt, who, by the way, happy birthday, Mr. Kurt Niersey, today, who I hope to see you at the show tonight. One of my oldest friends and the first guy I met in Boston, the first musician friend of mine.
Now, is that the same Kurt from the Kids? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Pastiche and...
Yes.
I don't know. Kurt's had so many projects.
Okay,
might have been before.
Right. Pastiche, I think he was like with the Kids who became the Real Kids. Yes, it is the same one, though, Pastiche, right?
Pastiche.
Right.
I don't know.
Pastiche. Get something for that.
I love you, Kurt, and I hope I see you tonight. Happy birthday, my friend.
Hi, Kurt. Happy birthday.
I just want to give a quick shout-out to my drummer, Billy Ebert, and Danny. I guess, I don't know if you're listening in the car or through the internet or whatever, but I just got a little message from them. I hope you must be close to Boston then. I hope to see you at the hotel soon.
Right on. Thanks for listening, guys.
But anyway, we... What was the original question?
Oh, I forget. Something about you being in L.A., I think.
Going to L.A. Well, I left here to go to L.A., yeah. Because my girlfriend at the time was a real smart, smarty pants, and had like a master's degree in chemistry and all this, and was working for a medical company here and got an offer to go out there, and they were going to... move her and whatever. They didn't know whatever you had, she said, you know, they'll move.
Right.
So they didn't know that I was part of the move, you know. So I just said, wow, free move to Los Angeles.
Mm.
And I said, well, I thought, number one, I'd either lose her, and then that's the end of that relationship if I don't go.
Mm.
And I hated to leave here because I had so many friends and, you know, it was so much fun.
Right. I guess we were talking a bit about you working at Strawberry's, too. I mean...
Yeah, that's how we got it. But anyway, I ended up in L.A. Let me finish the L.A.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm getting you all over the place.
But anyway, I ended up leaving and going there and, you know, all the stuff. I said, well, okay, I did pretty much what I think I could have done here in Boston, you know, and decided to try L.A. But, you know, working at Strawberry's was really a kind of a fun thing. And, you know, it sort of was, instead of having a job that was, you know.
Your regular 9-to-5.
Selling shoes or something,
right.
Or working in an office, it was, you know, a lot more fun. And you met a lot more people. And so that took off from there. And then I ended up with Kurt. He was partners with a guy, Howard Cook, who passed away a couple of years ago.
Sorry.
And in Euphoria Records. And I went down and we did some recording at the studio. And they asked if they could put out my first record, which is Lady Be Mine Tonight and Hold It. I knew we were getting to something here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so we're...
We still have Hold It to do.
Oh,
sure.
That's right. Yeah, we're... Well, so this kind of ties in. How about that? Subconsciously, it worked out. Well, they put that out on Euphoria Records. And, you know, we started getting airplay. We had airplay about for 6 months on all the college stations and some of the major stations like COZ and BCN. And so by the time it came out with a band, you know, people kind of looked at us differently, like more like a recording act instead of a club band, because we didn't really have a, we weren't playing everywhere every week or every place. And then when we did come out, we did a warm-up show, and then our second show was opening for somebody at the Paradise, a band that probably...
I can't remember, huh?
Well, it was a band called The Boys.
Oh, yeah, The Boys.
No, but different, not the Boston.
Not The Boys, not was, Billy Connors?
No, I know Billy. But they were on Columbia Records, and they were like a one band, you know, and then gone, you know.
Yeah.
The record didn't do anything. And then we played our third show at the Orpheum Theater. It was a show that WBCN sponsored. They occasionally would do these $4 concerts for 104 FM.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on there, and we opened for this A&M recording band called 1994, which, again, never made it past one album. Again, they should have. I told them they should have signed us. We would have kept going, you know.
Right.
But
more than a one-hit wonder.
And then in 79, we started doing our own headline shows at the Paradise. And, you know, we kept putting out some new music. And then we were recording the album. But when we were doing our headline shows, it was kind of special because it wasn't like what happened, I think, 3 or 4 years later where a lot of local bands were playing the Paradise. It was like back then you kind of had to be a little bit more special or getting some airplay in order to do a headline show.
Sure.
You know? And so I was always grateful for that. And there was just never was a time. I try to explain this to young kids today or people that radio in Boston was so wonderful back in the late 70s up till like 81. And then like after 81, the consultants came in and ruined everything.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
But radio, I agree with a lot of that, yes.
So great because you could hear a song like what we're playing now. You wouldn't hear it at 3 in the morning. You'd hear it, you know, on Ken Shelton's show in the morning or...
Well, that's kind of like what I try to be here. I mean, you can still get that, but you're only going to get it on college.
Well, the best radio is on college radio or on the internet or specialty shows right now because, you know...
I tried the commercial radio. I don't like getting handed that log.
It's too corporate
right.
as far as what they play. Yeah. But anyway, the one thing I do have to say, it's really nice to be back in Boston. And I look back at my whole life and I've been around a long time. And I think that the years I lived here, played here, were the most fun times I've ever had in my whole life. I think it was probably one of the best times ever for me. I've lived in Los Angeles, Boston, upstate New York, and I look back very fondly at these times.
The Boston times.
So anyway, I hope tonight...
Well, the Boston times are back. You're back.
We're bringing the Charles beat back tonight.
Yes.
At PA's Lounge, and I hope if any friends are listening, I hope to see some old friends tonight. Some new friends. Maybe you're just hearing me for the first time.
9:45.
Come on out. It's going to be a great show. There's some really great bands playing with us tonight. Show starts at 7:30. We go on at 9:45. And stay for the whole thing because it's the last night and it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. I'll repeat those bands later on. But it is the International Pop Overthrow at PA's Lounge tonight. Ray Paul will be on at 9:45.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much for coming on, Ray Paul.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right.
It's good to be here.
We got one more track here.
It's good to be anywhere.
Some Hold It.
Hold It. This song goes out to my friend Jeanette.
All right. Thanks, Ray Paul. It's MFO.
Billy Bob Next Arab.
Trouble.
Stick it deep inside, and I'll stick it.